I'll get up to speed, Wispy, on this All-Australian team that's being announced. The rules are one a genuine wing and one is a leftover midfielder. That was the rules going into this All-Australian concept.
Right. Who set the rules up? Was it Andy Marr, was it? Somebody said it might have been Andy Marr.
Well, you can blame Andy Marr if you want, but they're just the rules. You don't know the rules, so don't be critical. And Paul, he's off. He's been listening to SEN since day one, but he's going over to 3AW because we're going to speak to an NBA Hall of Famer.
Oh, I'm sad to see him go. He's been one of my favourites over the years, Paul.
As is Dane Rampey, the co-captain of the Sydney Swans. Always great to touch base with the Swannies to find out what's happening up there. Tommy Harley's a great friend of the program, but it's great to talk to the captain. Welcome, Ramps.
Okay, guys. Thanks for having me.
Good to talk to you. You must be... Well, how have you found it? We only assume that everyone's jumping out of their skin waiting for footy to come back. What, how have you seen the last 7 or 8 weeks?
Mate, yeah, obviously it's been very interesting. But I'll just say before, I didn't realise how much I missed it, genuinely, until we were back out there with the boys. I mean, you always suspected that you would, but it was just it was an intangible feeling, obviously, that being back out there and just the excitement and enthusiasm is something you just... You know, I didn't really truly appreciate until I was actually back out there. So it's, you know, we're all pretty excited. Obviously, we had it stripped away from us for the third part of 2 months. And, yeah, we're ready to go.
So you think it might have been a good thing for you, Dane, do you?
I'm not sure it's a good thing. But, you know, I mean, we've all had a chance to reassess. And, you know, if anything, we just really appreciate spending time with each other. You know, but by the end of the long preseason, you can start to get on top of each other a little bit. But... Yeah, we're all, you know, we're all happy to be back and ready to go.
So who is your best buddy there at the Sydney Swans? Whose company did you miss the most?
mate, to be honest, I think it's Josh Kennedy's. He's look, a lot of my mates are based on geographical convenience. And he's actually recently moved from Bondi to Rose Bay, and he's obviously got his second kid now. And I think his companionship mainly, just getting coffee with him, he wasn't as available as he's been. But I guess he's got a good enough excuse.
How has the training been when you've got back? I know you had to tread carefully and lightly for a week, but all the pictures that we've seen from the teams here in Melbourne over the last couple of days have been crashing in pretty hard. What's it been like for you guys?
Yeah, I think it's really the same for every club. Like, obviously, first day of contact on Monday, gearing up for another one on Friday, but... again, you can't really prepare for it. Obviously, everyone's come back in ripping nick, especially a lot of the younger boys. So we're wrapped with how they manage the period. But you can't really prepare your body until you actually, I guess, get into the physical stuff, the repeat effort, the repeat kind of wrestling stuff. And that, a few boys are pulled up a little bit sore, but I think it's a good soreness. And, I guess it's just a sign that we're back into it. And, you know, we'll take it. It's a short-term pain.
And the one name that we always have greater interest in, Buddy Franklin. How's the big Bud going?
Yeah, Bud's going well. He actually hasn't started competitive work yet because we're just easing him back into it. Obviously, he's got a little bit longer off from that sort of stuff than most of the other boys. But we'll be ramping him up. I think he should be full training on Friday, and then with the plan to hopefully get into games as soon as possible. He'll be eyeing off the first game, but. I'm not too sure whether that's where he's at or not.
Talking to one of the best defenders. Oh, sorry, Dane. We're talking to one of the best defenders in the game, Dane Rampey. Dane, the body in terms of getting it back into game shape, how long do you reckon it's going to take the players?
Mate, I can't honestly tell you. I think the thing you lose it over... Once you have a few weeks on, probably a longer period, it's more the spatial awareness and I guess just being aware of what's around you, particularly in the scrimmage and the scramble. I think just getting awareness of where people are around you will take a little bit. And I think our bodies are pretty quickly able to adapt to, I guess, the load and the training we throw them. So I dare say that's probably the main concern for the staff at the moment is just getting that, I guess, the jump landing stuff and the, again, the spatial awareness back into our mindset.
And given the record you got against Essendon up there at the SCG, you would have loved the idea of playing them in the first game back, yes?
Mate, we're just wrapped. We're back playing. I mean,
come on.
What we are wrapped about is we've got three of our first five games at the SCG, which we'll take any day of the week. So we're wrapped to be in Sydney and yeah, really looking forward to it.
Hey, just on that point, though, because it in more recent times, it hasn't been the home ground advantage that it once was.
No, it hasn't, yeah. So, you know, the last probably 24 months, really, we've dropped a little bit. It wasn't... We didn't perform at the SCG as we'd like to, but, you know, we've hopefully put in some things in place that will help rectify that. And I guess it's just a way to see. We're confident that that's behind us, and, you know, we're really, really excited with the team we've got in the moment, the mixture of youth and experience. And yeah, if round one was anything to go by, we're hopefully set for a good start to the year.
In these new times, in round three, there's every chance that you and the Giants might be on a chartered flight to Melbourne for action there. How's that going to go?
That'll be fine. Keep us on the opposite ends of the plane. I don't have a problem with that. Again, like we're back playing, so that's the main thing. And you know, it is what it is. We can't really complain.
No, I wouldn't have thought there'd be an issue there at all. As well, Nick Blakey is another youngster that I reckon was as exciting as anyone last year in the competition. And we haven't, given they haven't had any footy, with the development you get to see firsthand, what can we expect from him?
Yeah, he's very, very exciting player. He's actually had the luxury of training one-on-one with Bud most of the time as we're in pairs. So I'm only assuming he's much better off for that experience. And you could just tell, you know, he didn't want to let the opportunity slip. So he's ready to go. He's as fast as ever, but he's put on a little bit of weight. It's been a slow process, but he's going to get to the stage where he's like, he's ready to really compete with his body shape and size. But at the moment, his speed and his football now gets him out of a lot of trouble, to be honest.
Hey, Tim Watson's been fascinated with your yoga teacher up there in Sydney for the best part of 6 months now. Has she been a casualty? Has she been a casualty of the coronavirus?
Well, I don't think so. Our first yoga session today, and I dare say she'll be back teaching. She'll be on the Zoom call. She's been new. We actually had a changeover about 18 months ago, but she's been great since she's come on. We really love what she does, and looking forward to seeing her today.
Dane, well, I, my fascination was that it seemed to be a huge, huge class of players, and I was told by somebody I know at the Sydney Swans that none of the players ever miss the yoga session. Is that right? Am I correct in saying that?
They never miss the yoga session because they're diligent with their recovery and their preparation.
That's right. And this is a sensitive topic, but somebody over in the West, our program goes all around the country, Dane. Huge listening audience right around the country. Somebody in WA wants to know whether or not you had a goalpost installed in your backyard during your isolation so that you could practice climbing it.
That's a cheap shot. Who's your mate over in town?
Derek is his name.
That's one of Tim's burner accounts. last one for me. Bloods 2020. What is it all about? Membership never been more important.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously, unprecedented times, and I guess it's just our campaign to get the members excited and show appreciation for the fact that a lot of them still have renewed their membership and are standing with us. And I guess a plea to those ones out there that haven't is to sign with us and get behind us, because, you know, we're excited for this year and we think they should be too.
Indeed. So true for the Swans. The Bloods 2020, but so true for every team in the competition. It is absolutely critically important, and supporters have been unbelievable how willing they've been to just have their money remain with their footy club through these times. So I'm sure the Swans members are no different. Great to talk to you, Ramps. Good luck for the season ahead.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Dane Rampe, co-captain of the Sydney Swans Footy Club. And lots of texts coming through that we both got mated during that interview.
We did.
But
you got mated first. Well, no champs, though.
That's more of Rampe's technique, though. It wasn't a mate-mate. It was his technique is to start with a mate.
Yep.
So you ask me a question now. Go.
Gary, Have you successfully completed your golf course?
It's just
there
any question. It doesn't have to be. It's just for the mate. I have been working.
Yeah, there you go.
So that's how he was working.
I like to take the temperature of an interview, and that was smoking hot, that interview, because
I don't think
there was a general warmth between Ramps, you Ramps, me Ramps, and you and I.
Not so much you when you brought the goalpost into it.
That wasn't my question. No. That was off the text.
I don't think you appreciate
it. We have to feed those in when we're doing those interviews. Hey, have you been able to find out for sure whether or not Greg Norman did another interview on radio this morning?
Mate, he has.
Because I'm not firing off this dirty email until I find out for sure whether or not he did.
Send it. Send it right now, because he's live or has been live on Sirius XM. So send it to your girl, because she has treated you with utter contempt.
That part's true.
Mm. Love the background noise during that interview too. Did Wisp have the cleaner? Again, Urban Alley, Australian-made hand sanitizer and SEN's official hand sanitizer. Available now at urbanalley.com.au. We'll come back to Kimbe Mutombo out of the 8 o'clock news.